producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fixed bayonets. It's overdrive.
Fixed bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
By the way, I'm not bragging, but Oxford, Cambridge have asked me to come speak to their main chambers. Haven't had time or energy to go. And I was invited to meet with some super high-level people repeatedly. I mean, so the globalists are aware of this show. They know what's going on. And a lot of people, even within the system and aren't the very highest room, don't like it. They're just scared and don't know what to do. Steve, I think of all the books you've written, your Xenogenesis is the most important to show this devilish attempt at a false creation that's so destructive. I think everybody should read that book, available at stevequayle.com. Right now, let's go to Abby in Minnesota. Thanks for holding. Pardon me? You guys got distorted audio, just so you know. Thank you. RB in Minnesota, not Abby, sorry. RB, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'd just like to say that right now the median IQ of the average American, the 50th percentile, is currently 100. The elite, the globalists, have IQs of at least 115, typically around 125 plus. The ongoing plan is to, of course, dumb us down even further, because they know that once our IQ gets below, you know, say like 90, once it's down to like 85, there's no way that they can be overthrown. And the combination of high IQ and psychopathy is absolutely treacherous. I read a Forbes article and it said that psychopaths are actually disproportionately represented amongst the globalists.
That's well known. That's well known in intelligence agencies, corporations, everywhere, yes.
Yes, and I'll just say, like, I remember when I was young, I'd see these little kids, and they might be, you know, pulling off the legs of frogs and spiders, and I just slowly backed away and say, hey, I don't want to have anything to do with you. And a couple of these people are now in politics. These are the people who are running things. These people who are torching animals, probably stringing up cats by their legs and cutting out their entrails, you know, just for fun, just laughing. It's just...
You're a powerful caller, sir. You're absolutely right. That we should do whole shows about psychopaths are thought to be genetic, but they're actually on the rise, like the system is creating them artificially. Steve Quayle, your comment on what he just said.
Well, I agree, and I would say this, the greatest source of creating that, Alex, along with other social disorders, are the video games. And, you know, for the first time in history, $500 million was spent, and I'm not a gamer, so I don't know them all by plan, but look, we really do embrace death. We have the choice. We can embrace Lucifer and death, or we can pray, embrace Jesus and eternal life. And the principles of Jesus, this is amazing. The time he got the most angry was with the bankers in the temple. And unfortunately, people who are going to dead churches with what I call pukes in the pulpit. A puke in the pulpit is someone who's so lukewarm, the book of Revelation says that God spews them out of his mouth. This is critical. People have to be grounded. And that's why when people say, what keeps me from going off? Same thing that keeps you from going off. What keeps me from going off is the mercy of the living God in my life and the compassion and the passion to not let these murderous demons from hell and their fallen angel handlers get away with genocide. And that's what propels me. God loves the world. Jesus died for it. And also, Alex, the bottom line is that everything that people are seeing now, what they admit to, you know, this Google and every one of the high-tech firms was ultimately set up, funded by the intelligence agencies. They want total control. They are the Borg.
That's right. It is the Hydra, because all these agencies in the same group, and it just all goes back to the central system. I'm sorry to the other callers, Dave and Stacy and Dan. Love to have Steve back very soon. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you.
Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
Simply, ours was Steve Quayle. The first hour was powerful as well, and it's just all real. And I'm sitting there talking about this stuff, and it's just all happening. And at the bottom of the rabbit hole, my analysis is it's spiritual. It is. And the enemy knows that, too. They're in, I mean, it's serious. Great job to the crew. God bless you all. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And Lord willing, don't take the show for granted. I know I don't. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, right here. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for me.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products. Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday. The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
this is the kind of society that you want to live in. Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We got to stop them.
It is the secret of Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people.
You got to stop them. You got to tell them.
Next thing they'll be breeding is like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
It is October 30th, 2014, on this Worldwide Thursday transmission. We had him on for 1 hour earlier this week. We've got him for 2 hours today. Steve Quayle and the New World Order, Technotronic, Technocracy, Scientific, Transhumanist, World Dictatorship, Rise of the Machines, World Government Plan. We will both be breaking it down from our perspectives today and taking your phone calls 1 hour into the interview in the third hour. We have massive, massive Ebola news, and I'll just go to it right now. I have said over and over again, and you have said it as well, and our guests have all said it, you don't have to be a genius to see there's a cover-up going on with the Ebola. Now, we don't know, at least I don't know exactly what the cover-up is, but it's going on. They're acting suspicious. They're sneaking around. They're turning off default positions on flights into the U.S., on issuing West African visas, on not quarantining people, on then saying that people that have had Ebola in the U.S. gave it to nurses and doctors but didn't spread it to other people, when these doctors and nurses are acting like the fictional character who works in a bio lab in a microbiology lab in 12 Monkeys with Bruce Willis. These doctors and nurses are acting like the guy at the end who goes and, you know, goes to all the restaurants and basically bowling alleys and books a bunch of flights when he's infected. These are medical doctors and people. They're all acting very strange. So either it's a hoax and it's not going on, or they've turned off the default positions and are trying to spread it. And I'm not saying the doctors and nurses are actually doing this, but by their actions they are, if they really have Ebola. Or if they were around people that had Ebola. Why would you send 5,000 U.S. troops into the middle of a hot zone and then send them to Italy when one patient brought out of Africa into Spain has spread it? Why would you bring hundreds of troops in who they say, or in some cases, are sick? We have a source inside the base at the highest level. I'll just leave it at that. In the office at the highest level, and there is no quarantine. There's not even really a gate on the base. There's just a highway blocker, a road blocker at a guard shack. There's not really a fence. And there is no quarantine going on. There's a nurse's station that can hand out aspirin and put Band-Aids on people's fingers. The base doesn't even have doctors on it. It's not a medical base. And we went and looked up what our source told us, and it was all true. Our source is there in the general's office. I'll just leave it at that. There is no quarantine. And most of the troops live off base with their families because a lot of them are special forces officers, Army special forces. So that's what's going on. There is no quarantine at the base in Italy. And we told you that on Monday. It's now mainstream news that there's not really a quarantine there. Why did they tell us there was? Nothing adds up here except a plan to spread Ebola in the United States. And I've said over and over again, after the election, we'll find out whether this was basically a hoax. There's real Ebola in Africa. whether they're just basically using a few cases of people with it to hype things up, or whether they have covered up the fact that it's been spreading. And then today, Obama comes out with the chilling statement, Reuters headline, Americans may still see some Ebola cases, Obama says. And he went on to say, we can't be hermetically sealed. Now, only all the government bunkers that are hermetically sealed. You only have it site R, 30 miles from the White House, buddy, a hermetically sealed underground bunker. You only have a railway right underneath the White House on record to the Breyer Hotel and other facilities and helicopter pads where if enemy drones came in and sprayed airborne Ebola, you would go into a hermetically sealed chamber. That's right. Only you get to be hermetically sealed. And only NORTHCOM gets to be hermetically sealed. We don't get to be hermetically sealed, do we? By the way, we have the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean between us and Africa. You know, it straddles the two. We don't need to be hermetically sealed. We just need you to stop visas from West Africa. And we need you to make U.S. health workers who go out of the hot zone, out of the Ebola hospitals, then they go back to their dormitories, and they have a self quarantine and stay there for more than 30 days is really what you're supposed to do, because it can last up to 40. And then you get on an airplane and come back. That's what you do. That's what you've always done. And so here's the big enchilada. The fact that he's now getting people ready to say, see, I told you, this is like letting out a you-know-what in church. He's just hoping nobody notices what he's doing, shifting around on his chair. And this is a big sign that Ebola is spreading, in my view. This is a big sign that, now, it's no big deal, and we can't be hermetically sealed, but I think you may need to expect some more Ebola. There you go. This is from a guy who said months ago, there's no way it'll come over here, or then it's unlikely, or, oh, we'll bring healthcare workers here, they won't spread it. Baloney. They know full well, you bring in healthcare workers that have got it, they're going to spread it. They're spreading it anywhere. Only Spain and the U.S. are basically dumb enough to bring a bunch of people infected with Ebola in, but they're not dumb. And remember the rumors that started about 3 weeks ago in the Washington Free Beacon? It wasn't a rumor. They had sources. Drudge linked to it. We linked to it. That the White House is planning to bring in foreigners with Ebola. Well, now it's been announced yesterday that they're looking at doing it. And why? Because it's over the top, and it's meant to break our will. Why would the Journal of Pediatrics come out with a paper back in 2012, there was another paper before that 2 years before in 2010, and say it's time to start killing babies up to age 3? Here's the headline. Ethicists argue killing newborn babies should be allowed in the Journal of Medical Ethics. It was republished in Pediatrics. Now, when we published this, people didn't believe us, even though we linked to it. Now, this is being pushed everywhere. Now it's in collegefix.com, and it links to a bunch of newspapers promoting it, and admits and says it's the new trendy trend. It says trending. More college students support post-birth abortion. We've already gone out in Austin, and about a third of the people want to kill babies for any reason. Just if you want to kill your kid, go ahead and kill them. Now, if you spank your child lightly for running out in the street when they're 3, they'll take it away from you. But if you want to kill them, you know, that's fine. And people say, this is over the top. People, a couple years ago when we first broke this, Infowars.com broke it, could not believe it when Drudge linked to it and others linked to it, even though it was linked to the Pediatrics Journal. Back then, people said, you've gone too far with this hoax. No one could believe it. Just like 7 years ago or 6 years ago when we broke the fact that the Homeland Security said the number one enemy was gun owners, returning veterans, Christians, conservatives, that we would all be targeted. People thought that was a fake document. The FBI came out and said, no, it's real, and Mr. Jones shouldn't have that. Well, I called the FBI. I got threatened for having it. It was real. Now everybody knows that. See, this is how they move the Overton window. And guys, print me the definition of Overton window. I mean, I know what it is, but I want to read it when we come back. It's shocking you. See, at first you're shocked that they're going to teach your 5-year-olds how to have anal sex in public school. But now, Jocelyn Elders, you know, back in the 90s saying help 5-year-olds masturbate at school, now that's not shocking, is it? See? Or, hey, let's kill babies. Let's kill old people. Death panels. Remember, oh, there's no death panels now. Of course there are. See? Just like veterans are terrorists. Oh, that's not true. Now it's all just accepted. This is how they condition us. When they say our kids belong to them, 2 + 2 = 5, they are conditioning us.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive to discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative to join Prison Planet TV.
You got
to
set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's because you can feel it.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The truth is that until we stop this outbreak in West Africa, we may continue to see individual cases in America in the weeks and months ahead. Because that's the nature of today's world. We can't hermetically seal ourselves off. Critical that we We remain focused on the facts and on the science. Keep in mind that of the 7 Americans treated for Ebola so far, most of them while serving in West Africa, all 7 have survived. Right now, the only American still undergoing treatment is Dr. Craig Spencer, who contracted the disease abroad while working to protect others. And we salute his service.
Okay, well, basically, all of that is a lie. If your neighbor's house is on fire, A, you want to get the fire department there. You want to get people out of the house if they're in there. And then you want to protect your house. That may mean getting a water hose out and spraying the area your house is closest to the house that's on fire. So saying in today's age we can't do anything about this, since when can we not? If some super flu gets out, if some super mousepox or smallpox gets out, which undoubtedly is going to happen, pandemics come and go, they've always tried to quarantine people. They've always tried to stop flights or shipments in out of those countries and screen people. Now, under globalism, they're saying, no, we can't do that. We have to respond all over the world globally. The North American Union documents from Banff, Canada, and from Waco, 2005-2007, Banff 2007, they state, we will use global pandemics to bring in one world government. And what is the Secretary of Defense Hagel saying in a quote today? I think we are living through one of these historic defining times. I think we are seeing a new world order. Their new order they're bringing in. There's different definitions of the new world order. A new world order would mean a new global power alignment. It can mean that in its purest sense. But when they say new world order, they mean a new world order run by these corporate Rothschilds, Rockefeller, Sachs, Coburg, Gotha, House of Orange, exterminist, just scum of the earth. I just named the names of who sits on top Anglo-American oil, who sits across the Anglo-American establishment. That's not my name for it. That's what all their top historians call it in their internal documents. They're public. If you'd like to go read this stuff, it's not widely published. We sell the book, Tragedy and Hope, written by Carol Quigley, the head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor. I want to thank David Rockefeller, and I want to thank Professor Carol Quigley. Oh, remember when he gave his acceptance speech, started crying? Thank you, David. Oh, David. Yeah, David's been helping Billy Boy since high school. And that's because well-known Rockefeller liked to visit Mama. And Mama was a lady of the night. By the way, this is all on record. The Kings did that a long time ago. They'd have a whole bunch of illegitimate sons from their jillies down in the town, and then they put them in charge of things. You'd have generals and admirals and all the other folks that were really, really been sired by the king. And the more the world changes, the more it stays the same. David Rockefeller is taking care of the family. Clinton is a Rockefeller, folks. Go look it up. From the Rockefeller governor down there. And Mama was a whore, that's on record. And I'm not saying that's, I'm not judging her. I'm just saying where Bill Clinton comes from. A little side issue, a little bit of history there for folks who might want to know about it. But I guess he got a strong sex drive from her. He is a sex addict, that's admitted. FBI demands new powers to hack into computers and carry out surveillance. This is in The Guardian, and of course they're already doing it. They just want to mainline it. And then there's this story, the Pirate Bay. Pirate Bay founder, Gottfried, how do you pronounce that last name? You know, the next name, Gottfried Savarthrom, found guilty in hacking trial. Svartholm. Lawyer, it's clear that my client's computer has been the subject of remote control, and therefore he's not responsible. Yeah, that's what you understand about this whole two-way system with all the back doors. They go on your computer and say they're surveilling it. This is the government caught hundreds of thousands of times framing people. They have parallel construction that we told you about years ago. Now it's in Reuters, where they go create whole fake court cases and go lie to the judge to put you in prison. Do you have any idea how corrupt the system is? When we come back, though, the latest on the election, the latest on the new trendy thing is the call to start killing all the old people and basically children up to age 5. And if you don't do it, you're racist and you're not trendy. And I'm not joking. We'll tie it into the Overton window straight ahead. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him well, senior Democrats are being caught commanding hordes of illegal aliens to vote repeatedly. People are being indicted. Democrats being caught stealing yard signs in the middle of the night. Because the Democrats are the people that steal elections at the retail level. They also do it through voting machines. Republicans do that as well. Historically, we see both sides doing that and a lot of overlap. But this is a dirty, dirty, dirty election. And Obama clearly came out yesterday. We played the clip yesterday. 2 days ago, he came out in a speech and said, now, you can vote all week long. Now, I don't mean vote twice. You know, wink, wink. This ain't Chicago. I'm sorry, Chicago. I'm just from Chicago. and they're battling with the Justice Department to let illegal aliens vote, and they are all over the country. And look, I can't go to Latin America or China, and I can't vote. They would laugh at me. But Americans have such incredible hospitality and have been guilted into putting up with anything and everything. It is so frustrating. I want to get into the Overton window and tie it into what it means with the moves for death panels, putting the troops on secret death list, dehydrating old people, killing babies up to age 5 now. That's what they're calling babies. This is already going on. But it's back in the newspaper, and it's the bioethicist boards. So we're going to be breaking that down, the latest on Ebola and more. But first off, I took some of the classic designs that I liked out there and kind of changed them and told my graphics folks what I wanted. And one reason I say that is these are kind of Alex Jones designs, just like the belt buckles are and a lot of the other products that you find at madein1776.com, our Made in America line of Patriot apparel. And it's a great way to interact with like-minded people, to meet like-minded folks, to have conversation starters. And about a year ago, we came out with the first Molon Labe shirts that weren't just come and take it in English. You go back thousands of years ago to Greece, and of course, it's battle with the Persians and saying, come and take it, and 300 soldiers for several days holding off tens of thousands. And that's a true story. Popularized, of course, I guess by Marvel Comics. And then it moves forward through many other civilizations and times where people said the same thing, hearkening back to 300, saying, come and take it, which means Molon Labe in Greek. Right, it's translated into Latin or Roman. And then, of course, in the Texas Revolution, with my ancestors in Gonzales, who were there, refusing to turn in their firearms and the cannon they had. And so here came Santa Anna. And he won the first battles, but he lost the war, didn't he? And that's how it works. And then the British came, of course, before that in 1776 and said, turn in your guns at Lexington and Concord. The Declaration of Independence was in 1776, Lexington and Concord before that in April. And, of course, that kicked off the shot heard around the world. We are declaring Molon Labe on our children, on our private property, on our guns, on our free speech, on our culture, on our sovereignty. That's what Molon Labe is all about. And so this new camouflage, Molon Labe Special Forces style, I said I want to like the Special Forces style that are so popular with the American flag and camo on the left arm, InfoWars on the back, and then the big Molon Labe Spartan on the front with 250 cal shells crossed. It is a very good-looking shirt. It says 1776 on both sides of the helmet. And I put this on today. I've never worn it. It's been in for a few weeks. And everywhere I went, just because I was doing some business downtown, went into a cafe, was walking through a parking garage, I came into the office and was mobbed over this shirt. I think it's the biggest hit we're ever going to have. And it's super handsome, and I had two women ask me, do you have it in women's? Like, where'd you get that? And do they have it in for women? And no, the answer is we don't. We've probably come out with one for women that say black on gray, maybe. But we'll immediately try to get that in the pipeline. I don't mean to take a bunch of time out getting into this. It's not just a plug. We're talking about Molon Labe, come and take it, where those type of stands come from. The Alamo, they said come and take it. And they all died just like in Greece. But they are now immortal. And really no one out there can try to say that they weren't men and that they didn't have amazing courage, because that's what people really admire, is the underdog that won't back down in the face of a tyrant. And they try to demonize Texas. Santa Anna was later overthrown in Mexico. He lost Guatemala as well. That was part of Mexico. He was a horrible thug, like Hitler, like Napoleon, like King George III. So that's what it comes down to. So I hope everybody will go to InfoWarsStore.com. It makes a great Christmas gift, and we're producing as many of these as we can. It is now the newest bestseller. long-sleeved camo Molon Labe, available at maiden1776.com or InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And yes, we are going to sell out of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. We have an emergency order in trying to produce more. But the crystals are very volatile, and it takes time in the laboratory factory to produce it and then to infuse it by gas in a secret patented system into the organic palm oil, heart of palm oil. We're selling out of the Survival Shield X2. We do have a stockpile of original Survival Shield, but at this rate, it'll sell out as well. So both of those are available. And if you don't know why true, pure iodine, not like all the other stuff that's out there, and the other stuff out there is great for you. That's what I got started on. I just wanted to escalate it into something that was truly cutting edge, and it turned out to just be the best thing ever in supplements. And we have it, InfoWarsLife.com, and we have a special running. Who runs specials when something's selling out? 5% off everything at InfoWarsLife.com with promo code NOW. Even when there's a special or a discount already on it, 5% more. But the one special that doesn't have the 5% is because it has 10%. And that's just right away. Don't even need promo code now. When you get the Biodefense Pack, Survival Shield X2 with Lung Cleanse, you get 10% off both of them. InfoWarsLife.com. And Lung Cleanse is also starting to sell out because of its proprietary nature and what those essential oils do. And your purchase makes the transmission possible. Please support our local AM&FM affiliates, support their local sponsors, or become a sponsor as well. And whatever you do, tell friends and family about InfoWars.com, about PrisonPlanet.com, and about the local radio station's website and how they can tune into this broadcast. All right, because that's the easiest way to wake somebody up is just point them at the show. Now, before I get back into Ebola and before I get into the economy and just a bunch of massively important news, Patriot Act news, GMO news, huge stock market news. Before I get into all that with Steve Quayle coming up and Obama preparing his amnesty plan, they've already launched it. He's just going to announce it. Basically, no borders, North American Union. The CDC has now come out and told you what we told you 2 months ago, that it is spread by sneezes, it is airborne, and in cold temperatures it can live for days on surfaces and travel miles. It's in the Army manuals, it's in the CDC manuals, it's in the WHO manuals. All we did was write articles 2.5 months ago off the manuals. So it's not that I'm a virologist, it's not that I'm a rocket scientist, it's not that I'm an astrophysicist, it's not that I'm a meteorologist, it's not that I'm a historian, it's not that I'm a former top FBI agent, or top CIA agent, or top NSA agent, or top everything, or top Special Forces commander. It's that I've interviewed thousands of them, the top hackers, the top scientists, the top GMO scientists, the top activists. I'm here some days up to 18 hours a day immersed in this. That's why we know what we're talking about. Just like somebody who watches 18 hours a day of SportsCenter could be a commentator because you've learned all that mindless fluff. I'm talking to new listeners. I didn't do that. I tried to learn about put options and short selling and naked shorts and the branches of government and federal rulings and how the courts work and different regions of the world and mysteries of the universe just that are all around us. Endless data, endless information. And it's just so amazing how wonderful this world is, but at the same time how ugly it is. And the two contrast together in a palette that is beyond anything that could come out of the mind of Hieronymus Bosch meets Beethoven, meets Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung, all mixed together with explosions and sunsets and the deepest sea. I want to write a book about the wonders of the world and all of the magic experiences that I've personally had and I've shared with others and just the depth of how incredible consciousness is on a planet in deep space staring out at trillions of galaxies. And we're here looking at Obama and red carpets and Miley Cyrus That's the devil for you. Dominating our consciousness, making us focus in just to have a little bit of freedom. We have to fight and claw with these control freaks that want to insert us into a giant Times Square false reality, bombarding us with all their narcissistic slop. What a joke. I want to transcend these people, and I realize more than ever, transcending them mentally, spiritually, with our consciousness, understanding that, and not having fear, but at the same time having great energy against the enemy to overthrow their system in a peaceful revolution of total renaissance, the great enlightenment of enlightenments, freeing the minds of men and women everywhere. But can you handle consciousness? Can you handle being awake? Doesn't mean you believe what I believe. It means you stare out into the vastness of God's creation. It's incredible. Speaking of consciousness and perception, here's the definition of the Overton window. It is a political theory that describes the range of ideas the public will accept as a narrow window according to the theory. An idea's political viability depends mainly on whether it falls within the window rather than on politicians' individual preferences. It is named for its orator, or an originator, Joseph P. Overton, a former vice president of the Menachie Center for Public Policy. And he went on, at any given climate of public opinion, which a politician can recommend without being considered too extreme to gain or keep public office. And what they do is they try to shock the Overton window. They know when they come out on MSNBC and say 2 plus 2 equals 5, your kids belong to the state, fathers are bad, all sex between a man and woman is rape, 2 plus 2 might equal 3. You didn't build your business. Small businesses don't hire people. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. We're never going to come after your guns. It's pro-Second Amendment to turn your guns in, a.k.a. Bloomberg. All of these attacks on reality are meant to just shock you until you just accept anything. It's destroying the entire window where you're in a catatonic state of cognitive learned helplessness dissidence and normalcy bias, where the new normal is anything goes for the system, and whoever is on television, whoever is establishment, whoever says they're in charge, but then you play with a Nerf gun in your backyard when you're 12, and you're going to be suspended, and the police are going to come. Or you post a shot of yourself on Facebook with a BB gun, you're expelled, even though there's no law and no jurisdiction of the school. Just like they'll arrest parents who don't vaccinate their children when there's no law to vaccinate. And they'll go lie to the jury and charge them under something else, and the lawyer will play along and won't even tell you. The feds are scrambling to buy hazmat suits. Top link on drudgereport.com, infowars.com. You add that in with Obama saying, oh, there'll probably be some more Ebola cases. Tells me there's a cover-up for after the election. I think the Ebola overall is real, and I think it is spreading. I don't know how bad, and I think they're covering it up. And I know doctors say they're disappearing people, but that's the Overton window. If they can go into hospitals and have the hospitals go along with, we're the feds, no paperwork, we're disappearing people, and doctors go public, and there's no investigation. They didn't come out and say that doctor we had on was a liar. He runs three hospitals, three regional clinics. He reported the place he did his internship, Harry Truman Center, that there was Ebola, or what looked like Ebola. They didn't respond. They didn't deny. They didn't fire him. They didn't say jack squat, even though that was in newspapers all over the country, saying, look what Alex Jones is up to now. And I talked to other medical doctors that say the same thing's going on. See the Overton window where the media sits there and ridicules us for having sources by name putting their jobs and lives on the line. And they just say, look at the nutball. Look at the nutball. He didn't want to bring Ebola patients in. He says it'll spread. And it started spreading. Look at the nutball. Look at the nutball. It's not that I'm saying, oh, aren't I smart? I'm in the normalcy area historically. They call me a deranged right-wing conspiracy theorist at the White House, Media Matters, because I'm simply saying 2 plus 2 equals 4, and if anybody resonates with that, that's game over for them. So, see, that's the Overton window. That's why they came out in the Journal of Medical Ethics in February of 2012 and said we should be able to kill babies for any reason if the state of the parents want up to age 3, period. They're not humans. The state will judge when you're human, when you're old or when you're young. Just like they decide veterans, whether they be 25 years old or 87 years old, don't need to get brain surgery, don't need to get lung surgery, don't need to have a knee fixed, don't need to have heart surgery, and they give you pain pills and say go home and die, and there's a secret death list, and it all came out and nobody got in trouble. And now they've got it in one of the biggest sites out there, College Fix, trending. More college students support post-birth abortion. And it links to TV shows and news articles and stories where it is the new hot thing to say, let's start killing kids. See? Overton window. Overton window.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to...
They're getting us ready for everything.
Alex Jones.
They're going over the top. You see? That's what it's all about. Just getting you totally shocked and ready. And they're rolling it out. The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLive.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball? Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You got it done.
All right, you are go. All right, you are go.
You got it done.
Okay, friends. We have breaking news during the break. Paul Joseph Watson, whose story is top linked on DrudgeReport.com. Fed scramble for hazmat suits. Top left-hand corner. The reason that's important is that Paul, as soon as this article went out, got contacted by a high-level manager of a major shipping company. I'm just going to leave it at that. And this is the type of stuff they'll try to hack the site or bring it down over. That's why we have Facebook, Twitter, and other backup sites like PrisonPlanet.com. And that's why it's important to sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter with your email. So even if they shut down our sites, which they attack us all the time, we can still send you an email that you can repost. But this is from Paul Joseph Watson to my iPhone 10 minutes ago. UPS manager, I'm not going to give the details, sending document, article being written now up in the next 20 minutes, saying 250,000 hazmat suits are bought by U.S. government being sent to Dallas alone. Now, this is national news that the feds just bought them nationwide. This is even more they're buying. Watson got his photo ID and verified email with the company. Doesn't want to be named. And again, that's just Watson verifying to me, even though he always does it, we verify. Oh, you're a federal marshal, huh? I'm sorry, you're going to need to mail me your ID and your extension, and I'll call you from a secure phone at a set time. And I want to go to the switchboard at the federal building, and I want to talk to you. And Watson's new article just went on screen. He told me 10 minutes ago, so it's up. Exclusive. U.S. government orders 250,000 hazmat suits to be sent to Dallas. Manager with large shipping company confirms purchase. Good. Watson didn't say the name of the company. There's only two. You can guess which one it is. A manager with a major shipping company has exclusively revealed to InfoWars the U.S. government has ordered 250,000 hazmat suits to be sent to Dallas, the location of the latest Ebola outbreak in the United States. The manager of the shipping company, this is the manager, we shouldn't even say that, provided his credentials to InfoWars by providing a photo ID and sending a verified email from the company account, but wishes to remain anonymous due to understandable fears that he could be fired for revealing the information. I just learned we have been asked to ship 20,000 hazmat suits to Dallas, Texas, for the U.S. government. Again, this is happening today. We are pulling these suits from the U.S. government to Dallas, Texas, states the individual who manages the drivers who work for the shipping company. The purchase of the 250,000 hazmat suits to be sent to Dallas confirms the health authorities are still very concerned about the spread of Ebola after two nurses in the city who cared for patient zero, Thomas Eric Duncan, contracted the virus. And yeah, I mean, one of them flew around everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, you better believe if they really had Ebola, they spread it. Just give me a break. Let's keep reading the article. In an interview on the Alex Jones Show last week, Dr. James Lorenzi, who we want to get back on the show, they've totally ostracized him, they haven't fired him yet, revealed that Hospital Corporation of America, a private operator of health facilities, it's the largest, has removed protective gear and hazmat suits from local hospitals without replacing it. Lorenzi also revealed that the potential cases of Ebola were going unreported and the patients were being, quote, disappeared from hospitals. As reported earlier, PPE distributor Lakeland Industries announced yesterday that it received a 1 million orders for hazmat suits from the government agencies worldwide, a press release that prompted the company's stock to soar 30% in the hours after trading. What did I tell you a month ago? I didn't buy any of this stock, but it's a sure thing, in my view. I don't play the stock market. Lakewood initially hit the headlines in September after revealing that it had received an order from the U.S. State Department for $160,000. Drudge is linked to our story. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. We got
thank you
Steve Quayle
GCN.
Coming up.
Visit GCN.
They do not like the fact that we can get HUMET intel on everything they're doing from you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA. DNA force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.